All right, folks, the Ukraine conflict already about a month old, and it is not good in any way, shape, or form. And there are certainly indications that it could get worse when you start throwing around the term nuclear, for example. Let's talk about that. Happy to have with us Brian Bender from Politico. Brian, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry to have to come on rain on your party. You guys are having a good time over there.
Did you ever rub elbows with Donna Pesco?
Were you ever assigned a woman? That's what I want to know.
My mother used to think she could do that, but not anymore.
Brian, as we discuss something that has the potential, anyway, of being worse than it is now, and it is so bad on so many levels. First of all, you've got Vladimir Putin. And there have been several pieces recently written, Brian, about exactly how together he is. The morale with the Russian military, according to reports, is very, very low. Their casualty rate is mounting. As a matter of fact, interesting story of a Russian general having an outburst and a face-to-face with some American military folks. And they questioned him about his family in Ukraine, and he was none too pleased. This is just part and parcel of ugliness. But when you mention nuclear, Brian, and listen, knowing Putin, you certainly can't rule anything out. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that there is growing concern that the more the Russian army takes all of these very significant losses, from what we understand, and the economic sanctions really start to bite, that if Putin is pushed back against the wall, that he could lash out and escalate. And obviously, no one thinks it's likely that he's going to just go off half-cocked and start a nuclear war. But there is concern that he could up the ante by using chemical weapons, for example. We know that Russia used those in Syria and has a track record of unleashing those. And then, you know, on the nuclear question, Russia's own military doctrine makes very clear that they view battlefield nuclear weapons, so what they would call tactical nuclear weapons, so not a long-range missile that you'd fire across the world, but a sort of lower yield, as they call it, bomb that you could use in a place, in this case, like Ukraine, to obviously cause enormous amount of military and human damage. And that's the one worry, is that he might resort to tactical nuclear weapons if he feels like he needs to go all out. And then the third worry, I think, is it's less of a worry, but it's still really on the minds of U.S. military leaders, and that is the chance for miscalculation. When you have Putin running around threatening that he might use nuclear weapons, and you have all of these military forces, Russian, American, European, Ukrainian, all kind of in this very hot mix of events, could there be some sort of accidental stumbling into a nuclear conflict where we misread what the Russians are doing, or vice versa? Some talk about a cyber attack. What if someone took down our nuclear command and control systems? Would we think that was Russia doing that? Were they planning an attack? And so, you know, there's real concern. I don't think anyone thinks it's likely that we're going to go to all-out war with Russia. But I think the longer this conflict drags on, the more the experts are saying we need to figure out a way to stop the shooting, because the longer it drags on, the more these other scenarios potentially rear their ugly head.
Do you think his generals at a point like would go back against him if he like ordered anything nuclear, as a chain of command, that they would follow his orders?
They'd
when
say,
it gets to that point,
we're not going to do it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, God hope so, right? We do know that from the historical record, there were times during the Cold War, more than a few times, we the people didn't really know it at the time, but there were some real close calls. And there's a couple of cases where on the Russian side, lower level commanders were given information that would have led them to resort to nuclear weapons that turned out to be false information. And there's some cases where Russian generals said, no, I'm not doing that. You know, I'm calling back and triple checking first. So there is definitely some historical analogy there. And obviously one would hope that whoever really does have the nuclear code, so to speak, is a very sort of small number of people that are very well trained and aren't and know exactly the power that they hold in their hands. So, but you know, that's assuming we get to the point where all bets were off and Putin decided to go all in. And I don't think we're there yet. And I hope we won't get there.
Brian, I have a quick question for you. I know we're going to be wrapping up here in a moment. I thought one of the most important questions today asked by the ABC News chief White House correspondent Cecilia Vega, she asked, if chemical weapons were used in Ukraine, would that trigger a military response from NATO? Because it is, you know, the chemical weapons, I think, are in, you know, in play right now. And the president wouldn't play, you know, wouldn't reveal his hand on that. He just said, we're not going to tell you, you know, we're not going to say what we're planning to do, but there will be a response in kind. What does that mean?
Well, you know, I think the president, he's been criticized a little bit in recent weeks for perhaps being a little too blunt about what we won't do. You know, we're not going to put troops in Ukraine. We're not going to directly go to war with Russia. And some would say that that kind of reduces our ability to deter Putin's behavior. In other words, if you keep it sort of muddled and confusing, maybe that strengthens your hand. If you just say this is off the table and that's off the table, do you sort of make yourself more vulnerable? So he may have simply been just not showing his hand because, you know, he wants to keep the Russians guessing. I think if a chemical weapon were used in Ukraine, I'm not sure that that would necessarily spark a U.S. military response. Obviously, an attack on a NATO country certainly would. I think the NATO treaty would have to be would come first, which is an attack on any member means an attack on the others. But, you know, Russia's used chemical weapons in Syria, as I mentioned. They've also used it on NATO territory, quite frankly. I mean, they poisoned a Russian dissident in Britain a couple of years ago, and he died. And so, you know, there's a pattern here. And I think I'm not sure that if it was just a use of chemical weapons in Ukraine that we would respond militarily. But who knows? I mean, I think the president said it would depend on what the action was.
All right. We appreciate your time, as always, Brian. Unfortunately, we are out of it. But thank you again. Look forward to a future chat.
And hopefully on a lighter subject.
Yes.
Yes.
That would be very, very nice.
Nuclear chicken sandwiches.
All right, well, thanks for having me.
All right. Brian
thank
Bender,
you, Brian.
Fine writer with Politico, joining us here on The Album Show on 760 WJR.